is a little tip that I found on how to get tickets for the London 2012 Olympic Games. The Olympic Games come to London between 27 July and 12 August, with 8.8 million tickets available and prices ranging from £20 to £725. Getting into an event seems like a daunting process, but it's really quite simple, and they have a system set up that should result in the fairest possible distribution of tickets. But beware of bogus Olympic ticket sites. There's only one way to get your tickets, this article says. The only way to get tickets to the 2012 Olympic Games is through the official site using the method that I shall describe here, but you can find out more particulars on the official site. Rather than allocating the tickets on a first-come, first-served basis, they have an application system. It's open from March 15th to April 26, 2011. Each ticket is sold for a specified session which may cover multiple events. You can apply at any time during the application period, specifying your desired session and price range. When the applications exceed the number of tickets available, the tickets will be allotted via random ballot. This, no doubt, will be the case for the lowest-priced tickets for high-profile events like the athletic finals. So, if you really want to go to a specific event, it's worth applying for a wider range of prices. Of course, if the event isn't oversubscribed, then you'll get the tickets you want. So maybe apply for an event that's a bit more niche, as well as the more mainstream events. A draft schedule of the events has been released, and the final competition schedule will be released in March 2011. Types of tickets and prices. There are several different prices per session, which vary depending on the sport. The cheapest tickets are £20, and the highest are £725 for the super final of the athletics. Seats for those with accessibility requirements are available at all events, and you can request them in your application. Tickets for the 2012 London Festival, the culmination of the Cultural Olympiad, will go on sale in August 2011. Discounted tickets. There are special tickets for 200 sessions. In these cases, children aged 16 and under pay their age. For example, if you're 12, you pay £12. And seniors over 60 pay £16. There will also be a number of free tickets allocated to schools and other groups via ticket share. They're still finalizing the details on that one. Details about how to apply for paid tickets on behalf of schools, clubs, and groups will also be announced later in 2011. London 2012 Paralympic Games. Tickets for these, there are 2 million of them, and the Paralympic Games are from August 29th to September 9th, 2012. The 2 million tickets are going to be allocated via a similar system to the London 2012 Olympic Games. Drink time. The application for these tickets will run from September 9th, 2011, and more information will be released later this year. The prices for the tickets for the Paralympic Games will be announced in May 2011. Corporate hospitality prestige ticketing will be exclusively providing venue-based packages, which include tickets and premium hospitality at the official venues. Meanwhile, you can get some ticket and travel packages from Thomas Cook and Jet Set Sports from May 15th. Now, how are you going to pay for these tickets? As Visa are sponsoring the games, London 2012 tickets, this is important, London 2012 tickets can only be purchased using a Visa card, a debit, credit, and prepaid, although they will accept cash and checks. So, this is what you need to do now. First, you have to register on the Olympic site. And by the way, by the end of 2010, there were 2 million people registered. But don't worry about it. This doesn't count as a ticket application to register, but it just keeps you in the loop with the latest news and details about the application process. And by registering on the site, it means you don't need to re-enter your details when you do get round to applying for your tickets. The website to register on the Olympic site is http://www.ticketslondon2012.com. So if you want to register on this Olympic site just to get news of what's happening and buy your tickets later, http://www.tickets.london2012.com. Sometime between March 15th and 26th April 2011, then you apply for the tickets. It doesn't matter when you apply during this period. It won't affect your chances of getting a ticket. 3. Successful applicants will be informed after the applications close, and full details are yet to be announced, so that's all I can tell you at this moment. More information can be found on the official London 2012 Frequently Asked Questions. That website is http://tickets.london2012.custhelp, that's short for customer help, .com. This information that I just gave you applies only to UK residents. Details about how to apply as a non-UK resident can be found on the website. And this information that I've received is correct as of 17 January 2011. So you might want to check the website sometimes to see if there have been any updates or new information. And if something comes my way, I will let you know. So just to recap, register on the Olympic site to receive news of what's happening and to have your details already in the system for when you do buy your ticket. http://www.tickets.london2012.com. And if you have more questions, you want to know more information about this, go to http://tickets.london2012.custhelp.com. So good luck. And I think we need to get ourselves registered as well if we want to go see what's happening. And thanks for listening to the Audio Mystery Time Audio Boo. www.stephsvoiceforyou.co.uk. That's number 4, letter U. StephsVoiceForYou.co.uk. Next week, we'll be back with the next episode of the Violet Strange Mystery Series.